Hey, let's go to Ross, line three in Texas. Ross, good morning. You're on with RJ and Trooper Money.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey there.
That guy that phoned in regarding riding his wife every other day or when he was off, he said he was driving local. Would he even have a logbook if he's within the 100-mile radius?
Well, a lot of it depends, Ross. His company may require him to fill a log out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's how he's keeping his time. But if they're not paying him for the time he's with his wife, he's a passenger. And if he's within the 100-mile radius by FMCS rules or the state rules, he doesn't even need a logbook for that while he's running. In Mexico, he's being used as a time card by his company for pay. And he's not being paid to sit there. That's for darn sure. He's just as a passenger.
Right.
Anyway, I think the last time you were on, you mentioned something about FMCSA. I thought you said it did, about chicken lights on the back of trailers. The three center ones have to be on a different, and the corner ones have to be on a different line than any other chicken lights. I didn't catch everything you said about that.
What happened, Ross, is in August of 2005, the FMCSA made some modifications to the lighting requirement. Prior to that time, trailer manufacturers would put the lights either at the top or the bottom on a van trailer. And so what FMCSA did is they came in and made it mandatory with the 2006 trailers.
There's a grandfather clause in there then.
No, there is no grandfather clause. And what they did was they said, okay, trailer manufacturers, with your 2006, if it's a dry box or a reefer, the three ID lamps now have to be at the top.
Right.
They also came in and said, okay, Mr. Truck Driver, we're going to make it a violation that if you add any additional lighting on that horizontal plane, whether it's at the top or whether it's at the bottom, you cannot add any additional lighting other than what is required by the regulations, and that is side marker lamps, clearance lamps, and ID lamps.
So, in other words, chicken lights are totally illegal or just across if they're on the same plane?
They cannot be on the same plane that you have your ID lamps and your side marker or clearance lamps on.
Okay, now that's on trailers built after 206. What about something
that's No. It applies to all trailers, irregardless of what year they're manufactured.
Okay.
What they did.
No.
They can have them down the sides.
Right.
Okay.
It's just the back of the trailer and across the top of the cab.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. I see. Like the five across the top of the cab, right? Okay.
Yeah. You can only have five across the top of the cab. You can only have five on the same plane at the rear.
Right. Okay, so if you've got five across the top at the rear, then you can have a dozen across the bottom. Have nothing to do with the five across the top.
That is correct.
Or vice versa, if you have your five across the bottom, then you can put...
Nope.
Really?
Yep, because see, typically on a dry box or a reefer, the three ID lamps are supposed to be at the top.
Okay.
Some manufacturers took the option and put them at the bottom.
Right.
So if the three lights are not at, you know, if the three ID lamps are not at the top, mm-hmm. and the manufacturer chose to put them at the bottom, you cannot run any additional lighting on the bottom.
Right.
Because that was where the manufacturer put the ID lamps.
But could you then run additional lighting across the top?
No, because that's normally where the lamps are supposed to be.
Ah, okay.
Ross, I appreciate it, man.
Okay. Huh? I hope these guys with these chicken lights are listening to me, because I know there's an awful lot out here.
I know there's going to be a lot of calls coming in on that. I do appreciate it. We got a break here. Hold on a minute, drivers. We got to get some stuff out of the way, and we'll come right back, take more of your phone calls.